Hey guys, Steven here, back with another episode of the VanCast. I want to just talk about current things that are going on with me, and then in future episodes, I'm going to cover topics and bring on guests and stuff like that. You know, TikTok's blown up for me. I'm going to talk about that. But before I get into that, I want to talk about why I stopped posting on this or like making podcast episodes. I don't even know when the last one was. Probably over a year, probably 2 years. I don't really know. That's how bad it's gone. But yeah, I thought I'd start it up again. I was inspired by Natalie Barbeau. She has 250,000 subscribers. She's not big at all, really. Like 250,000 is a lot, but like I don't think a lot of people know her. You know, I just watched a couple of her videos. I'm not even sure how I came to them. Like maybe it's on like the recommended videos or something. I was actually searching up Montreal like tour guide videos because I'm going to Montreal this weekend just for fun. And yeah, her video popped up yesterday. I watched like three of them, not even a lot. I subscribed. And fun fact about me, if I like one of your videos, it's like almost guaranteed that I'll subscribe if you don't like post like 20 times a day. I don't even check my subscription box. Like I only check the homepage and like recommended videos. But yeah, basically I watched three of her videos and then I found out she had a podcast and I was like, okay, I'll do a podcast too, I guess. And I'm like, oh, I already have a podcast. So yeah, we're on here right now. And also I found an easier way to interview guests because I was on a podcast myself, the Social Life Podcast run by Jacob Kelly. I was a guest and the biggest issue I had with podcasts is like, how the hell am I supposed to record two people? Like how am I gonna record myself and ensure that the other person's recorded too and like sync it and all that sort of stuff. But basically when I was on that podcast, they sent me a link. It's called zencaster.com. And basically it's a cloud-based website and it stores both the audio files from both parties. You just press record, both people are in like a call, like an online call, and it records it. So it's dope, you know, and it's in the cloud, so it's like there and you can download it. And yeah, that's pretty cool, to be honest. Like I'm probably gonna bring on guests just because of that. Zencaster, Z-E-N-C-A-S-T-R. This is not sponsored. Like there's like 20 people, maybe 10 people listening to this right now, so no way I have a sponsor yet. But yeah, I just want to talk about the current things going on. I'm going to Montreal this weekend. And what I did, and I encourage you to do this if you're a content creator, is wherever you are, you want to seek opportunity. Because the great thing about having a service or a skill or like a trade is that you can literally live remote because you are the commodity. You are what holds the value. And like the reason I make money is because I know how to make videos. I know how to take photos. So anywhere I am, I'm making money. So what I did was I was supposed to go to Montreal with my friends. Obviously they flopped, right? So I planned it anyways. Like I actually went to Montreal because my friends thought I was capping when I said I was going to go alone. Like I was sort of joking at the time, but then I booked a ticket and I'm like, yo, I'm going. I literally booked a ticket just to prove my friends wrong. So yeah, I'm going by myself now. I actually very, very excited. So basically what I did was I went on Google Maps. I searched up gym and I literally DM'd every single gym in Montreal, like every single gym. I still haven't got responses. Like I've got three responses, maybe two of them said no. One of them said, yeah, come through, but we won't pay you. We'll give you a shout out, which I'm confused about because they have like 200 followers and I have like 9,000. So like that's kind of confusing, but you know, it's cool. I'm waiting on responses. I just need one person to really contact me back. Besides that, I contacted a helicopter tour sort of thing. They were nice enough to give me 25% off, but that still rounds it off around like $150 and I'm not trying to spend that money. To be as transparent as possible, I probably will go negative on this trip, but I really expected that because it's a vacation sort of. It's not even a vacation. I sort of just took it because it's like a change in pace. Like I've been in Toronto like for the past, I don't even know how long. Like last year I took a lot of trips. I went to Shanghai, I went to Ghana. I went to like a bunch of different provinces, Belgium, Paris. Like I was traveling a lot. I went to LA and this year, nothing. So like, I was like, okay, I'll take a 4-day trip to Montreal, but probably the worst timing because it's snowing and it's Canada. So I hope I just get some good content. Like I'm really excited about vlogging or like, you know, just having some lonely time, like not lonely time. What's it called? Alone time. Yeah. So to break it down for you guys, I'm staying there for 3 nights, 4 days. I'm taking a bus there, which is, I think, $70 round trip. So $35 each. So $70. And then the cost of living is an Airbnb that I got a discount on because I used the promo code from someone. I forgot who I got the promo code from, but I'll leave it in the description of this podcast episode for my discount code if you guys want it. I think you get like $30 off, which is dope. And then I also got 25% off because I booked during a certain date. So I got like $30 off plus 25% off. So what ended up happening was it was like around $40 a night. So I'm paying roughly $180 for like living and transportation and then food. I barely eat every day, to be honest. Like, my eating schedule is very bad. I'm not healthy at all. I'll probably buy McDonald's, to be honest, when I'm there. But yeah, if it's $180, I have one shoot guaranteed that's paid. That's $120. Depends how much I charge, really. I don't even think I told the guy the rate. And then I scheduled a bunch of meetings that I want to meet up with people. A couple of people I already know, and a couple of people that I just know off Instagram that I want to meet. It's not paid or anything, so I won't make money. But what's good is that I'm actually meeting them face to face. Is much different than an online interaction. Like, what might happen 2 years down the line is like they'll just recommend me to someone or refer me, you know, just because that one interaction we had. And you guys be surprised like how often that happens. So I'd say I spent around like $250-$300 at the end of this trip, which I think is like amazing. Like, actually, it's $300 to have just a change of pace, just be alone, just create content, just have a clear mind, is very, very worth it for me. Even if it's for 4 days, I think it's worth it. And especially Montreal, which is a city I like, you know, I'll do it like 20 more times. But first, I had to enjoy this experience. This is my first time traveling alone. Like, the least amount of people I've been traveling with is like 3 people. And that was when I went to Shanghai with a model. And I was sort of alone in that one because I had my own hotel room. I wasn't really with her the whole time. I'd say like 30% of the time I was by myself in Shanghai. And that was a 5-day trip. So that's the closest I've gone. But I also had to rely on them for food, transportation, and stuff like that. So it's going to be a change. Or like, to be cool just to see how I deal with it. I'd actually like wonder how camping by myself is. Like, I think this is the next step. For me, just being alone and being fine with being alone, because that was hard for a long time. Like, during the entire summer, I was just with my friends every single day. And now that I took a year off school, if you guys didn't know, I have so much time. And it's one of the big reasons I wanted to make this podcast, because, you know, I haven't been making this much content since like 9th grade when I first started my channel. So it's really cool to get back into it. My YouTube stuff's going back up. For like the past 2 years, the views and stuff have been going down, but now I'm seeing a gradual increase, which is dope, obviously. But yeah, it's an exciting time for me. Besides that, TikTok. I want to talk about TikTok. If you guys aren't on TikTok, then you really think it's a joke or it's not serious. You may not take it seriously. And I was the same, like, honestly. But Gary Vee actually was talking about it a lot on his Instagram, his Twitter, you know, like his social media. If you don't know who Gary Vaynerchuk is, he's like a social media marketer. He's big on this stuff. Like, he's a big influencer. But basically, he talks about social media stuff, marketing. So I follow his advice. I go on TikTok. It's been 28 days. So in the past, I'm going to check the stats right now. In the past 28 days, it's been ridiculous. So first, I started with a couple of my friends at University of Toronto. We just started it. Made a couple of TikToks here and there. But since I dropped out, essentially, or took a year off, in the past 28 days, I've gained 816,000 views. 816,000 views. You don't know how ridiculous that is in the last month? I don't get that much on YouTube. Like, I think for the longest time, my average YouTube monthly views was like 300,000. So 800,000 is almost triple. Like, you gotta take that in. It's probably triple my YouTube monthly views now. I've gained 6,000 followers this month. In this past month, 6,000 followers. I just hit 9K on Instagram, and I've been on that for 3 years. So you guys can see what the hype is. Like, 22,000 profile visits in the last 28 days. And taken, I don't make funny content. Like, I make informational videos. I also post a lot of like the video photo shoots I do, like the behind the scenes and stuff like that. What I will say, however, is my first viral video was actually Fortnite related, so gaming related. So that might be the reason why I first blew up. So I was a little skeptical on it. I'm like, oh, maybe kids are just on this. So that video has 600,000 views. Basically, Face Nikon, he's a gamer. He played Fortnite on the Jumbotron, and I filmed it for a YouTube video. So I had behind the scenes of that. And so that went viral. But then when I knew it was legit, is like I made a video on sneaking my camera into a Travis Scott show, and that got 230,000 views. And that was literally me just talking with the image of Travis Scott behind me. So I know it's legit. And like a couple other videos have graced like a couple thousand views, which by itself is impressive. If I started a YouTube channel last month, just like my first YouTube channel ever, and I uploaded maybe 20 videos and 5 of them got 1,000 views, I'd be impressed as hell. Like, I'm telling you this right now. Like, the first year of YouTube, I was getting like 500 views, 1,000 views maybe. So the fact that I'm getting that in a month on TikTok is ridiculous. And the reason why I'm getting so many views is because, not because of my content, honestly. I don't think any content on TikTok's really that good because everyone's filming it on their phone. Like, the quality isn't amazing. Like, I'm literally filming me talking, right? The reason everything's blowing up is because there's more people viewing the content than making the content. So the same content is sort of being recycled throughout the platform. So for me, this is like similar to like the early YouTube days where there weren't a lot of, you know, creators. And so like a lot of people were viewing it. Same thing with Vine. TikTok's a lot like Vine if you've ever been on Vine. And for me, I treat my TikTok like Instagram stories, like a minute long Instagram stories, like provide something informational, something cool, you know, like I don't just post anything on it. So yeah, TikTok's organic reach is crazy. And I'm sort of trying to get into LinkedIn as well because Gary V recommended it. I'll tell you guys and update you guys on that as well. But yeah, TikTok's crazy. Besides that, I've had a couple of cool gigs that's come up. I can't speak on a lot of them just because it's not even confidential. I just don't even know if I can speak on it. Like, we didn't sign a contract, but I just don't want to get in trouble. But basically, I got a couple of job offers from pretty big blogs. Like, one blog even offered to pay me to run their TikTok, so that was really cool. And then I've been working with Epic Records and Columbia Records, which is a really cool thing. And so for one of them, for Epic Records, I shot the opener for Snow Allegra. I think that's how you say it. I actually just learned how to pronounce her name. Same thing with Kaylee Uchis. I didn't know how to pronounce her name. I always thought it was Kaylee something. Kaylee Uchis. Kaylee Uchis. Like, I don't really know. Like, the name is spelled weird. And Snow, I always said Allegra. No, I said Allegra. I was saying Allegra for a long time. His name is Givian. He opened up for Snow Allegra in Toronto, Danforth. And it was a really, really good show. And now I'm connected. And I got that off of a referral. And what's very, very funny is maybe a couple of days prior to me getting the emails from Epic Records and Columbia Records, I was telling myself, and I had a bunch of conversations about how I needed to get paid off the concert stuff, because I literally, prior to this, have not got paid. So you guys see me shoot concerts for the past 3 years. I literally have not got paid for like any of them. So it was really cool that I got paid for the first time for Snow Allegra, which is an artist that is really good, you know. I love when I sort of discover an artist, or not discover an artist. I've known Snow Allegra, like I've seen her on Instagram stories, people talking about her, but I've never listened to her music really. Same thing with Daniel Caesar back in the day, and now I'm a big Daniel Caesar fan. And for Columbia Records, I was working with Lil TJ. I shot his concert in Toronto, which was absolutely crazy. And that's Columbia Records. What actually happened is, so I did that gig for free because they were looking for a video guy, but I didn't have any concert videos, obviously. So they chose some other guy. But I have a contact who's been following me on Twitter for like the longest time. I just didn't know he was part of Columbia Records. I thought he just made websites. He tweeted something about like a recap video for a Toronto artist coming through to Toronto. So I'm like, okay. Let me reach out. It was Lil TJ. I didn't get the gig, obviously, but I'm like, yo, can I take photos? Took a bunch of photos. Turned out good. But, you know, I'm not like really, really good. And my camera is like produces a lot of grain, especially in concert videos or concert photos. So I was like, okay, he'll think they're okay. Like, I'm sure a lot of these industry people have worked with very, 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 very good photographers. So I'm not expecting him to be wowed by it. He said it was fire, you know, like a lot of people say my photos are fire, but like I never really, really believe them. I think it's the thing to kind of say to people to like make them feel good. But what happened is by the time you're listening to this, or by the time people even, or not even by the time people listen to this, I'm actually saying this earlier than I should, but Lil TJ is dropping a single on Friday called Go In. And basically, the graphic designer used my photo in it. So I'm getting paid for it, which is really cool. I liked Lil TJ. I've seen him on a bunch of different Instagram posts all the time. I listen to a couple of his songs. I'm not saying I'm the biggest fan, but it's really cool seeing your stuff on the cover art. And yeah, I'm getting paid for it. And that was off a free gig initially. Like, that was just me going to a concert, taking photos for free. And now it ended up in a paid licensing agreement. And so yeah, I'm getting paid. Hopefully it pops up on a billboard, or like we get a plaque off of it, because that'd be dope. But yeah, I'm not sure how further like the relationship's gonna go. I guess I gotta just wait till they contact me again, like both parties, like Columbia and Epic. But I'm optimistic, because now I have a portfolio. Now I can say I've worked for two record labels that are major. These are major record labels. And yeah, that's sort of just what's going on with my life. I'm not in school anymore. What happened was, so I graduated high school this past June. I entered a program, University of Toronto, Mississauga. I'm from Mississauga. So I thought it'd be convenient that, you know, I live next to the university. Why not go there? It's cheaper. You're going to save money. You're going to save time. But the program itself wasn't something that was definitely suitable for me, I would say. It was communications. Like, I've always been good at English. But yeah, like I was there till midterms. And I dropped out right after midterms because it was like, it wasn't really interesting. You know what I mean? Like, I had a couple of prerequisite courses that I had to take. One was expressive writing. What it taught me was I hate expressive writing. And then I had a communications class, which I was doing very well in. So what I've learned is I'm never doing script writing or like poetry or anything like that. I probably do a lot of like research stuff. Like, I'm actually really into research now that I've done a bunch of essays. Just because I had to do research on those essays, and I realized I like essays and research. So heading into the next year, my two options are save enough money so that you can pay off next year and do first year again, or just keep working if things go very well. But if I do have to go to school, I'm probably going to go for journalism or some business management program. I think that would be very, very interesting. And the tuition is going to be cheaper than that of U of T. U of T is a prestigious school. If you didn't know, it's like 13th in the world. So tuition is going to be hefty, right? So yeah, I'm excited. I have like a lot of months to prove myself, or like to make a move or decide what I want to do. I still have to apply. Obviously, that costs money. But yeah, it's been good. I'm planning on going on more trips. I just realized how cheap these trips are and how beneficial they are at the same time. Like, I know a lot of people from Vancouver, and Vancouver, a flight there is like 300 round trip. So if I know someone, or even if I don't know someone, having a one bedroom apartment is not that expensive if you're there for like 3 days, right? So I want to make the most out of it. Like, real life interaction is much different than an online conversation. So yeah, that's about it. I don't want to, some reason I've been talking very weird. Like, it's very hard for me to talk. I don't even know why. I think I'm born with this or something, but like, or like I don't have enough water, or if I haven't drank enough water, but like I literally feel like I couldn't speak this whole episode. But yeah, hopefully you guys enjoy this episode. If you want a certain guest on here, just let me know. Yeah, my name is Steven, and I'll see you in the next one.